Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, but let's not just lazy around over here. Let's put in the time. We're holding on daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, right here in Mezechet Bava Metzia, third perek Amafkid, and we're up to the top of the larger lines, the wider lines. Omer Biyosi, Ketzad Hala Osesech Orobe Paratosh Chaveiro. How exactly is this guy managing to do business with another guy's animal? Now, the question is precisely what the svara is of Rabbi Yosef. What doesn't he like about that? Seems to him immoral. What's his taina? So Tosfos says, don't think that the taina is because the baskir says to the socher, look, my Torah is basically still in your rishus. Because the money that you were paid by the Shoel is basically the money of my para. I don't care what shape it's in. This is my para, give it to me. Tosfos proves that that cannot be the approach of Rabbi Yossi. Because later on we'll see that Rabbi Yossi holds the halacha is that the socher is chayev even where ultimately the Shoel doesn't have to pay. For instance, maybe Ba'alav Imo. The socher was working together with the Shoel at the time. Then the Shoel doesn't have to pay. So it can't be a taina of paratigaba, says Tosfos. Therefore, Tosfos learns the machloket, the only information we have, is the way in which the Gemara itself presents the problem. Remember that Ravidi Barovin asked Abaya, why in the world the socher should be kaina? Is it not a question of his being zeich with the shvua? Let the maskir say, please, go away, I don't want you, I don't want your shvua, I'll deal with the shalem. Since that's the only... Okay, so we said that Lamaisa the Yeshua is only their love, is that Osho Balabayit. Maybe that's the Machloket. Maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi is saying is not the case. And we should be able to say Dal Shvua. Not only that Tainus Tesis, but even if it's a case of Edut, you could say, I'm not interested. But I'm not interested, thank you. Goodbye. I don't want to talk to you. I'm talking to the Shoel. According to that, however, what's very important to note that if that's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi, then as Tosfos himself points out, if the maskir would actually be present to see the death of the animal, we're over there, there's no need for edus, and there's no need for shvuah, then in Ochinami, Rabbi Yossi would be maida. So this is not a moral issue. We need to define what the mechanics are over here. In terms of the dinim of Balut. However, there are others that learn it much more pashut. So there's various Rishonim, including the Rosh. There's some variations on the theme. But basically, the other approach is that because of the fact that it requires you the dot of the maskir in general, either inclusive or because he gave him rishus, if you hold that you can't give from one to the other. The bottom line is that we view the Shoel as having borrowed directly from the maskir, according to Rabbi Yossi. And it's really not the socher, it's just either an agent, in which anyway he'd be acting, or we don't even need the agent. He's just holding the thing for the maskir. So if the guy's borrowing, he's borrowing it from the owner. It's not even agency. Even the creation of the she'ela is basically a creation of the maskir. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says the whole thing is irrelevant. If that would be true, then of course it would make absolutely no difference. He wasn't being kena with the shvua. Now remember that we had a Mishnah right before where we were talking about who gets the arba ava chamisha or the kefa. Would Rabbi Yossi argue about that too? Would Rabbi Yossi say there's no mechanism to give someone over somebody else's thing? Is that why Rabbi Yossi put it in a moralistic formulation? So that it should be kolel both cases. Why say that the guy would give him over the sfus? Even though over there we have a mechanism, we understand what the mechanism would be. We said, but why would we say that he would be kena the sfus to the kefil in the arbava chamisha? But somebody else can make money off of another guy's thing? Why? It's a weird halachic point. As a why would we stipulate that? See that as a stipulation. So indeed, Om Rav Yehuda Om Shmuel. So first stam, Rav Yehuda Om Shmuel paskins like Rav Yossi. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda asked Rav Yehuda, you know, you told us before, Amradon Mishmei to Shmuel, that actually Chalukah Ya Rav Yossi Abarishonah, that indeed Rav Yossi was Chalik on the earlier Mishnah, and Rav Yossi says exactly the same thing. How can you make Kefil or Arba V'Chamisha off of somebody else's object. So now, if that's true, I want to know, when you paskin, some you said halachas like Rabbi Yosef, were you paskining like him in both things? Or were you paskining like him only in this Mishnah, where indeed there's all different logic behind it? Right? So we don't have a mechanism. Oh, in halacha kamoto in that case. Rav Yehuda responded, first of all, yes, I agree with you, it's true. I said that, and absolutely I stand by that. And not only that, halacha kamoto av rishona, in fact, the whole discussion about kefil and arba v'chamisha is only on the bit of rabbon, and we don't pass about it. Idmar nami omar Rabbi Elazar, chalukah ya Rav Yosi av rishona, v'halacha kamoto av rishona. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no. I hold there never was such a machlokes moda Rav Yosef Rishona. The logic being, shekvar shilein. I mean, in that case, he paid before we found the Ghana, and he's kinyan. I mean, over here, there was no kinyan, and that's what Rav Yosef, how do you compare the two cases? Wait a minute. Is Rav Yochanan now saying that it's only because he already paid? I thought Rav Yochanan was the man the armor who said before that it doesn't mean shilein mamash. It only means that he indicated a readiness to pay. Says the Gemara, you mean to say shilein e? Lo shilein lo? I thought Rav Yochanan, when it says shilein, it doesn't mean literally, physically shilein. Lo shilein shilein mamash. Elakivan shama hareini mishalem apa pisha lo shilein. Okay, change that, all right? What Rabbi Yochanan said here was, Modaya Rabbi Yossi Barishona, that Rabbi Yossi agrees in the original case of Kefil and Arbava Kamisha, that over there he is Zeif, and we don't say it's a problem of how does he do business with the other guy's thing, because Shikvar Omar Hareini Mishalim, I mean, it isn't the Tashlum, you're right. It's the fact that the person is, we understand that that's his dot, is that if the person is good to him, doesn't drag him through court, and the likelihood anyway of this kind of money coming in is totally out of left field. Kevin, it's not innate in an object that's going to be stolen and somebody's going to check it. And even if he checks it, who's to say we'll find him, and who's to say won't be made in Bezdin, and that'll be Potter. So over there, as we said earlier, that's the logic, and Rabbi Yossi would be made to that logic.
Who's that? What's here?
You don't remember the Gemara before?
No, I didn't say to be
there's no maskir in that case.
I thought it was like
we are. Continues now the Halakha Mishnah. Amar Lishnayim. A guy comes along and tells two people, Gazalti echad mechem, I stole money from one of you, $100. Ve'ini yodea eze mechem, I don't know which one of you I stole from. O aviv shel echad mechem ifkidli, one of your fathers gave me something, a wallet to watch for him at $100 in it. Any idea? Ezeu, but I can't remember. Was it your father? The din is, noten lezemon of lezemon. He gives to each one of them. Shit, how would that be? Look, I mean, he's the guy that's coming now to pay. If he wants to pay, that's going to be explained to the Gemara. I mean, obviously, this is not a very good reason. So because you're Maida, therefore you pay. But I mean, the Gemara is going to explain it. We're talking about, he clearly wants to be Yotzeis Chiyuv. So since he wants to be Yotzeis Chiyuv, you can't be Yotzeis Chiyuv, Bidei Shamayim, unless you pay the both of them. We're not coming to tell you what to do. So it doesn't mean that the Beit Din will force him to pay. How about in a case where Shnayim Ifkidu Etzel Echad, two people had given a person a deposit. One of them had given a deposit of a mana, and one had given a deposit of a two mana. So there's $100 or $200. Each one of them now comes to take the money out of their savings account. They both claim that they had given in 200. So zeo mer shalimatai, zeo mer shalimatai. So there the halacha is, noten lezemana velezemana. He gives each one of them 100, and hashayim unachachi avo eliyam. The rest of it remains in his rishos until they come to an agreement between them, or until a navi comes and tells who belongs to him. There's no way for us to establish whose it is. Omar Rabbi Yossi, imkei ma'ifsid ramai. What then would prevent a person who has absolutely nothing to lose to claim a greater claim in order simply, and it's completely frivolous, but he figures that the other guy will settle just to be able to get something out of it. And this is something that's done all the time in the court systems. And we know it's these kind of claims where people just don't have the energy or don't have the proofs to be able to push him off, that very often people with frivolous claims end up getting something out of the case. So then what's to prevent that from happening? Therefore, it says Rabbi Yossi, there has to be a cost for presenting a frivolous claim. Otherwise, this is going to be ridiculous. It's going to end up like the U.S. And therefore, what should you do? In Kain Mayiv Sidra Ramai, Ela HaKoye Munachat Sheyavo Elio. In a case like that, nobody gets their money. You claim you had 200? Okay, bye. What do you mean bye? I mean, at least I have 100. Yeah, but when we don't know who's got what, we give nothing. So think twice, buddy, before putting in a claim. V'chein. Now, there, of course, the likelihood is that the guy who had the frivolous claim is going to say, okay, forget it. I'd rather just get my money out. You know, I have nothing to lose. The other guy's not going to give in because it really is his money. So memela, the end result will be that they'll settle. Because even if the guy put in l'chatchila frivolous claim, he's not going to take anything out of it. Because he's settling now for the 100, not for the 110, but 120, but 150 even, he's hoping to get. V'chein shnei kelim. The same thing would be true if one person brings in a lesser value thing. So now two people deposit a ring, let's say. And one of those rings is worth $1,000, the diamond, the other one is worth $5,000. Echad yafa money, echad yafa elav zuz. Zomer yafa sheli. Mine was the 10-carat stone. Zomer yafa sheli. The other one says, no, that one was mine. So what does he do? Here too, notin et katan leachad. Umitoch hagadol notin to make katan hasheni. So one of them gets the kli, and the other one gets the value of the lesser kli by selling the ring and giving him 10% of it. Or if it's a kli that can actually be split, you know, like the Hope diamond, you get more diamonds out of it. So then you give him that. Until you can establish your claim. And here too, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Imtein Maiv Sidra Mai. What would be the point? Keep it until they can establish whose it is. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss what the point is of having two cases, one referring to Kelim and one referring to money. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's start at the top over here. You're telling me that apparently, Misfeka Mafkinan Momona, says over here, the guy has to pay this one a mona and that one a mona, and that seems to be saying that when you don't know, you still are able to take the guy's money, velo amrinan, uke momona becheskes mori, and we don't say in a case where somebody now is demanding his money, and the other guy says, well, I don't know if it's your money, or maybe it's the other guy's money, that we do not say that it should just sit around until somebody can prove it. But then what do you do with the next case? How about in a case where one of them claims to have the $100 deposit, and one of them had a $100 deposit, one of them had a $200, and each one claims the $200, which is the same case. You should say, well, you don't know, therefore you have to pay both of them. That's what it said in the Reisha of Mishnah. So, notein lezeh mona velezeh mona, and you don't have to pay both of them. You actually only give each one the minimal amount that is definitely theirs. And Ashayene Munach Achyavar Eliyosa. Is this a contradiction in the very assumption that the Mishnah is based on? Oh, Marley, now wait a minute here. You are comparing a Pikadon to Gezel? I mean, you don't think there's a difference between a case where somebody gets money illicitly? And over there now he's saying, well, I don't know who I stole. So we're going to say, well, you know, Motzmech Avel Avaraya. What do you mean, Motzmech Avel Avaraya? You stole it. I mean, so return it. It's your problem. You don't know who to return it to. But she came to be caught, and the guy took somebody a favor. It was usually out of Tera. You want to get it out of my hand? Prove to me that it's your money. Well, why is this the issue? So, in other words, although obviously when we look at this Mishnah, we recognize, my God, what a mishmash, because there are so many issues here. How did the money get to his hands? Tera or Bisura? Is he a Bori or a Shema? Is the Nitba a Bori v'Hashema? I mean, it doesn't talk to us yet about, did the people know in the Reisha? Did the people know in the Seifa? All of this, obviously, the Gemara asked in order to force us to be Medayik. Maybe there's an afkamina between this case, maybe there's an afkamina in that case. Are we talking about doing this in Beit Din? Or are we talking about someone who wants to be Yotzei Achiyev B'dei Shamay? Are we going al Libra Rabbi Akiva in the famous mission that we had about Lo Zua Derech to be Yotzei Fischova? He has to pay both of them. Rabbi Tarfon says no. Wait, what about that? How come over here it wasn't a problem? But there's so many things that immediately strike you. What is going on? Clearly the Gemara is going to be going through each question in order to get closer and closer to resolution of the way these various elements interrelate. And indeed, we have a lot of complex interrelationships. So we start simple. We start simple by making the obvious distinction between the first case in the Mishnah, where the Momon was Oti Liyadei Be'isura, he stole it. The second case in the Mishnah, where over there the Momon was Oti Liyadei Be'ateira. So therefore, we simply say, what kind of silly question is that? Pikadona Gezel Karamita. Gezel the Ovad Isura, perhaps, when somebody steals something, indeed we don't give him an opportunity to hold on to it until the other person establishes his claim. Because Katsua Rabbanan. Pikadon de lo avad isura. Look at your Rabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara, you want to start playing serious now, okay? Roll up your sleeves. Let's get some serious issues here. Because obviously you're not helping things very much by giving me that answer. I'll just go to the next case. Rami pikadona pikadon varami gezel agezel. You want me to ask you directly from one case pikadon to the other case pikadon? Okay. Look. Pikadona pikadon. Let's start with showing the contradiction here in the case where the money was oti liyadei be'heter. In the Reisha it says, O aviv shel achad mechem hifkid et slimane. Is that pikadon? I just want to make this very clear. One of your fathers gave me a mana. That's pikadon. Thank you. One of your fathers gave me a mana, and the other one also. Now, I don't know which one it is. Okay, any of the ezu. It says, nothing lezemana, lezemana. So don't start telling me that afkamina is a terms of gzela. Over here, a guy is a pikadon, and he's gonna have to give it, even though we don't know who it is. Okay? And then you turn right around, and you say, Shnayim, Shivkido, Etzelachad, Zemanev, Zematayim, Zemachili, etc., etc., etc. That the din is what? He doesn't have to give them both. Okay, now explain the difference. Omar Rava, I'll tell you. The Reisha, where the guy gives it to him. And therefore, obviously, there's no way that the guy who's giving it to him is going to assume that the guy that he's giving it to will think that he's someone else that he isn't. That's the equivalent of a deposit that is made in two separate deposit boxes. The halacha is over there, avilei lemeida. A bank can't say, well, how are we supposed to know? That's ridiculous. I mean, how are you supposed to know? I mean, isn't that your business? Two people come up to the counter. So then the teller's going to say, well, gee, I didn't notice which deposit was put into which account. Yeah, that's going to go very far in court. Yeah. So over there, it's up to you to be medayek. And therefore, by not being medayek, you're mechuyah. Seifa, nasik emishiv kira lo bekerach echad. Masha'imke, in the second case, where it's talking about over there, where one was a man and one was a matayim. So there are two people come at the same time. And that's what it's got to be talking about. There he doesn't have to be medayek, because since Avkiru Tavara Bahari Adari Bechad HaZimna, he says to them, gentlemen, you walked it together. You put your money down. You tell me, obviously you ought to be worried. You know, make sure that you write 200 for me. I mean, I see you guys trusting each other. I see each one of them exposing what he's got to the other guy. And obviously you know that that means that the other guy can come ahead and say, I was the one who gave you. But you trusted him. So I'm not going to sit here being medayek in a way where the depositors themselves are not being medayek. So I give you two people, share a single safe deposit box. So now they're to being tovei the bank. How come you didn't write down who put in what? Excuse me? I mean, so why did you rent one safe deposit box? It's not my money. It's not my problem. So over there, the Omar Lahud, over there the guy could say to them, Anku Faichulo Kapitu Adari, Ana Kapitna. You yourselves didn't watch out for one another. Why do you expect me to be the one that should be Makpit? And therefore, in that case, Ein Hachinami, I could say, well, guys, when you settle the issue, give me a phone call. I'm certainly not going to give something that doesn't belong to, may belong to somebody else. I'm going to give it to either of you.
You give 300 to both of them and they work it out?
That's what we're saying, that we don't do. That, of course, is the next question about Munach, Beneim, and so on, Rabbi Tarf, Rabbi Kiva. But that was the other thing that I said, gee, what happened to that issue? We're ignoring that. We know, of course, as we already saw when it came to the Sugya of Aveda, that Sofek Hinuach should never be touched because you can't give it back to anybody. And that would mean, over here, I can't give it back to anybody. So that's clear. I can't give somebody else's thing in a way that someone else may end up with it and say, well, you guys fight it out. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have a problem of Safek Inua. Why shouldn't I take it? So he'll give a simon. What if somebody else gives a simon? So I'll split it. What do you mean, say you'll split it? You can't split it. The thing is, you have to return. Or you're stuck and you can't return it, and then the guy's never going to get it. Okay. But anyway, we'll get to that. As I say, these are a lot of issues that are going to need. Abba, you're able to concentrate in multitasking in this fashion? Am I able to concentrate watching you multitask in this fashion?
Yes, sir.
Would you like me to talk to you with one side of my mouth?
No, sir.
Okay. So, therefore, you could say, I should be more makbid than you? No way. Rami Gezel a Gezel. How about the case of the contradiction in the Gezela case itself? Where's that? Look, it says over here, you tell two people, I stole money from one of you, and I don't remember which one of you. The din is, you give only the money lezeh, so you give lezeh mona lezeh mona. The problem is, and this of course I'm sure is bothering all of us, is that we had just dealt back in Bava Kamma with a similar case. With gazal echad mechamisha, ve'eni yodeh ez v'em gazal, Zel me'oti gazal, v'zel me'oti gazal, me'niach gezeilam enem, amistalekte v'Rabbi Tarfa, which was exactly what Rabbi Yaakov just asked. How does this work? And you see from there clearly, Alma misfeka lo mafkina mamayna. You don't take money out from somebody. Mitzada sofik, it's say pay both of them. That we certainly don't say, like we say in our Mishnah. Instead, what we say is, look, the guy who's got the money holds on to the money. Wait a minute, what makes you say that the Mishnah over here is going on Libra Rabbi Tarf? That you're maybe it's not. Remember, Rabbi Akiva argued over there, remember? Rabbi Akiva said over there beferish, and he said, Lo zoa derech motziah tovi de'avira, ad shishalem gizela l'kol echad v'echad. So that's what our Mishnah says. He has to pay the kol echad v'echad. So why isn't that exactly the same case? So what's the problem with Klal? Diktoni Allah di ahi, because it says over there, Moda Rabbi Tarfa, Ba'imer l'shnayim gazati l'chad b'chemone ve'in yodea ezebichem, shenotein l'zemone ve'lezemone. It says beferish in the Braita on that case that Rabbi Tarfon would be made. So, you know what? I don't really care who it's going like. But you're going to have to explain to me why we find some cases where I don't have to pay and some cases where I do have to pay. Can you please address that for me?
I can't argue.
Rabbi Tarfon himself is agreeing. So explain to me what's the difference between the two cases. That it says in a Braisa. The difference is another issue that we didn't take into consideration. Again, we're trying to get to the bottom of all of the elements that need to be taken into consideration in the equations given in the Mishnah that appear to be very simple, and it turns out they're actually very murkav. So that the difference is, says the Gemara, Hatam de Katavile. Now, if you note, aren't those opening words in the Mishnah very significant? It says here, because he wants to be Yotzei Yidei Shamayim. Now, if that's the case, then what it's telling us over here is that there is, in fact, a difference between your Chiyav Klapei Shamayim and what it is that Beit Din can force out of it. So therefore, our Mishnah made it very clear, we're only talking about making certain that you pay everybody, not because we're meitzi mamon from somebody misafik, but rather because we tell him that vis-a-vis your moral chiyuv, it's up to you to pay back all elements of the debt where you should have known better, and where there was an aspect of responsibility in you. Obviously, gezela is that way, but so is a case where somebody gave you something and you didn't take the time to bother writing it down, and you assumed you'd remember when you know perfectly well how you can't even remember who borrowed a book from you. So, Koshiken, you're not going to remember who gave you that money. Okay? Shmamina. That is indeed a perfect deal. Because otherwise, what does the mission mean? Shahodah mi piatzmo. That's a reason to be more machayev. No. But that is a reason to tell him what he has to do in order to potter himself. Oh, my mind. You said, excuse me, I just want to make sure I understand this. You said that over there it's talking about that he's being toveya him. And where it says that he leaves, the gezela b'neim, umistalek, what exactly is he saying? Everybody is saying, you owe it to me. It's from me that you stole. Is this guy saying, no, it's definitely not from you? Or is he saying, I don't know? Or is he not responding? What exactly is his statement here? So Rav Yehuda Merav says, Hala Shotek. This guy, people are all yelling at him. He doesn't respond to anybody.
Don't blame him.
No. Now that's a question. Most Rishonim hold, that in a case where people are clamoring, that indeed you can't blame him for not responding. Because, I mean, over there, there's five people.
Right.
What's he supposed to say?
Right, exactly.
And that, therefore, we're not talking about a case where they all come simultaneously, because then the shtika wouldn't have any meaning at all. We're talking about where they're dealing with it separately. Again,
one
this...
by one they have.
Yeah, this is a machlokas rishonim, but most hold like that. Rav Matna Amar Rav says, no, it's talking about that he tells each one of them, look, I don't know you. I mean, I certainly don't remember ever seeing you before. So he's being tzoveah, but if he would be shotek, indeed, shtika would be kohoda, and he would have to pay that guy. Mandi Amar Halar shotek. The other Mandi Amar who says, even though normally shtika is kohoda, in this case, shtika is lav kohoda. The Motzi Amar, like, hadi shtike, lekoch had vechad, amina diyamahayu. I said, yeah, you're being tzoveah, me. You're saying in that case they're being tovea. It's true they're being tovea. I'm not denying the fact that I stole. Maybe I did steal from you. You think I remember who I stole from? I mean, that's like Don Juan trying to remember his girls. I mean, every night I steal from somebody else, I gotta remember who I stole from. So you shot the kokochad v'chadis. I don't know. Now, when you say Omar Marminiyak Zela Bineyam Mistalek, what does that mean? How can anybody possibly say that you put the money between them and allow them to fight it out? I mean, what does that mean? That he just leaves it there and he walks away? The Aslan? The Omar Baba Bazav, the Omar Rab, Kol Safek Kinuach Lechatchilo Lo Yitov Indata Lo Yachzir. Did we not just say, in the dinim of Avidah, why would this be less than an Avidah? If you're mechuyev to do Hashava, so you're going to say, you know what, I got a great idea. I don't know how to do Hashava, so I'll put the Aveda out there. Okay, hello everybody, there's an Aveda, whoever it is, come and get it. That's a great Hashava. That's basically what you're doing over here. So there was a suffocating Noach. The reason that you can't take it is because there's no way for you to return it. Why isn't there a way for return it? I'll just put it back where it was. Very funny. You put it back where it was. Meanwhile, the guy came, he didn't see it. Now, I mean, that's ridiculous. So in Mimela, you see that we do not allow. How come nobody said, what? What about that mission over there where Rabbi Tarfon said you could be Niyach Beinayim? So why can't you do that with an Aveda? So clearly, that's not the point of Yaniyach. So that can't be what it means. So what does it mean? Omer of Safra. What it means is not the ozil, that it goes away. What it means is that he should be meniach. That's what it means. So when it says mistalek, it doesn't mean he's mistalek, means he leaves it from there and let them take it. It means that he is now mistalek from further dinim in court until such time as they can present a proof that it was him that he owes the money to, so that he has to keep it basically safe. And until it's going to be recovered. That's what it means. Omalei Abayel Rava. Getting back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Lo zohar derech motziyah tomidei averah shishalem gizeh lalo kol chad v'chad. How about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, you're going to have to pay everybody. Which means, misfeka, we are mafkina mamona. And we don't say, uki mamona b'cheskas mari, keep the money until somebody can tell you, show you, that it's his. What about the case for Amini? Nafal abayit alav va'al imo. We had, remember, this sugya we've discussed, where we have a suffix of yorshe haben and yorshe ha'em. So over here, there is a mother and a son who are both in a collapsed building. We have no way of determining, they were both killed. We have no way of determining who first died. If the mother died first, then the son was yoresh the mother. But if the son died first, and then, of course, all of his heirs are tovea. But if the son died first, then the heirs of the mother, such as the mother's father and the mother's brothers, that they are the ones who are tovea. So the question over there is, Yorshea ben Omrim, well, you know, maybe the emeta rishona. Yorshea em Omrim, no, the kid died first, give the erusha to us. Abein Meit Rishon. So in that case, everybody, Beit Shamayim, Beit Hillel, Arbeida, Elu, Ve'elu, Modim, Shiyach Loku, even though Lomaisa, there is, in fact, a real Machlokas over there, in similar cases that we have, where we have Sveikas, where things collapse. In this case, their Meida, the Maman, should be split. And Rabbi Akiva said, Mode ani bezu shanechasim becheskatan, that I am Meida, and Rashi says an amazing thing here, I am Meida even though I'm from Beit Shammai. This is a big question. Did Rashi mean that he's saying Rabbi Akiva was Mitalmidei Beit Shammai? what does Rashi mean? Because the Rishonim prove from other cases that it wasn't considered to be from Beit Shammai. But that what Rashi meant perhaps was, I in this case agreed with Beit Shammai in the other cases, and nonetheless I hold that in this particular case I made it to Beis Hillel that the Nechasim are Becheskatan, whatever that means. There's a machlokes, if you recall, when you say Becheskatan, what does that mean? But in any event, Rabbi Akiva says over there that I'm telling you, I am, in that case, I hold that we're not going to be Maitzi. So now, how do you explain the two cases? Again, the Gemara is trying to get to the bottom of the issues that need to be taken into consideration, whether it's only bit of Rabbi Tarfum, it's only bit of Rabbi Akiva. What are the elements of the case that need to be considered in order for us to establish what to do with money where we can't be certain? So here we have ostensibly a problem in Rabbi Akiva. On the one hand, Rabbi Akiva said in the case of a collapsed building that the moment remains in its chazaka. We don't say, well, you know, how are you going to be Yotzi Yerchiyah? Over here, Rabbi Akiva said, you're going to have to pay every one of the people that you stole from. Says the Gemara, there's an obvious difference. Hatam, Shema, Veshema. Gazalecha Mechamisha is a boni Veshema. Every person that comes along tells the Goslin, look, it was I that is missing that money and that you stole from. He's saying, I have no idea. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva is ready to say, if a guy admits that he definitely owes money to someone, now he doesn't know who, and the Toveya is a Bori, not that he's coming along and saying, I'd like to pay somebody. So in that case, Enochinami, a Bori, has a right to be Toveya, and he can be Motzi Mama from somebody who admits he owes money, but he has no tie against this particular Bori. So there, Enochinami, Rabbi Akiva is Maida, but in this case, nobody knows. Both sides are coming along to say, maybe. My party died first. Okay, so then in that case, Rabbi Akiva agrees that the moment is Becheskatan. Asks the Gemara, what about our Mishnah? Which, of course, is what we're always trying to get to. You tell two people, Omer l'shnayim gazalti lecha mechem mana. And in this case, it's a Shema v'Shema. Now, why are we so sure that it's a Shema v'Shema? That remains to be proved. We're going to get back to that. But the Gemara is assuming it's a Shema v'Shema.
Amen.
It's a Shema v'Shema v'katoni noten l'zeh mona v'lzeh mona. I thought you said that, Rabbi Akiva, where nobody knows, he agrees that we're not going to be Motzi Mamon and it'll be Beches Katan. And over here it says he's going to have to pay in our Mishnah. It says he's going to have to pay both. It says the Gemara, how do you know that Rabbi Akiva, agrees with this case when you say that it's Rabbi Akiva? Tosafot says, well, what is that supposed to mean? How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva? I mean, as if it's Rabbi Tarfon from Koshekain, it's good according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds you always. Or no, you give both of them a month. It was Rabbi Tarfon who says you're near Benayim. So if even Rabbi Tarfon is right in this case, as we said before, that you have to pay both Koshekain and Rabbi Akiva, what kind of funny question is this? How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva? That's ridiculous. Who else is it? I mean, if it's Rabbi Tarfon, then it's obviously Rabbi Akiva. Says Tosafot, that's not the question, obviously. The question was, how do you know that it's Rabbi Akiva, meaning that Rabbi Akiva is saying this as something that needs to be done in court? Maybe the Mishnah indeed was defined the way we defined it for Rabbi Tarfon, and it's talking about that he's Balat Seis Yedei Shamayim. We already made that distinction. First tell me, are we talking about court, or are we talking about Balat Seis Yedei Shamayim? And we said that the Mishnah is talking about Balat Seis Yedei Shamayim. So now you're asking me an idiotic question. A case comes to court, people are fighting about whether the Yerusha is theirs, the Yerusha is somebody else, the judge is called upon to give a decision, and you say, well, after all, in the case of the Mishnah of Bava Metzia, you paid both people. But we said that that's talking about Bava Metzia Ben Shamayim. Now all of a sudden you come back and you say, well, no, it's not talking about that. Who says? We said before it's talking about that. Maybe indeed that's what it's talking about, and everything is okay. Says the Gemara, no, you see, because it says, Moda Rabbi Tarfon, it says about the case over there, Moda Rabbi Tarfon, Omer l'shnayim gazalti l'echad mechem mona. Ve'ini yodea eze mechem. Excuse me, but when you say he's Maida, to who was he Maida? To who was Rabbi Tarfon Maida? Obviously, to Rabbi Akiva, right? So, Laman Maida, L'Rabbi Akiva, Bar Pluktim, that's who he was arguing with. So that would mean that Rabbi Akiva held that even where it would be Nogea Ladina, it would be the same thing, right? In other words, you, Rabbi Akiva, say Ladina. I say that, well, no, in a case where someone came along and told somebody, I'm afraid I owe you money because maybe I stole from you, there I admit that Rabbi Akiva, what he says about din, is true b'bo l'tzitzitay shamay. Okay, so that means that in a case where Rabbi Akiva would say something, who, Rabbi Akiva, of course, is the one who says, Midina, Mishali. So if Rabbi Tarfanau is made to Rabbi Akiva, then that means that Midina, the din would be, he's Midiyak Beneihem, but if he's Bola, Tesiyotei Shamayim, I'm made that he pays both of them. Okay, so if that's the case, then Rabbi Akiva, it means, would hold that the halacha would be true Lagabi the Dina. So we have now our problem with Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, but your problem was predicated on Shema V'Shema. How do you understand about Shema V'Shema? Right? You said it's clearly our mission is the case of Shema V'Shema, and you have to pay, but how do you know Shema V'Shema? Maybe if you're talking about Dina, it's actually a Bari V'Shema? No, come on. First of all, the whole case over here was that nobody took you to court. If it was Bori, why didn't they take you to court? There's no mention over here of Tov Imoto. Look at that, he Tov Imoto. I mean, it says the guy went over to them. So how can you say that they were Tovia? V'od, Otani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said on this case, expanded in the Braita, Ze Omer Eini Yodea, V'ze Omer Eini Yodea. Okay. But we said that the case of the Mishnah was Bebola Tzei Yidei Shamayim. So then it works out perfectly well at Libra Rabbi Akiva also. There's multiple levels here. There's the difference between Bari V'Shema and Shema V'Shema. There's a difference, however, also in Bala Tzei Sidei Shamayim, where even the Shema V'Shema, which Rabbi Akiva before said, indeed you would be Uki Mama B'Cheske, not like Rabbi Tarfan, but if he wants to be Yotzi Dei Shamayim, even there Rabbi Akiva would say, pay everybody. So what's the problem? Once you're ready to say that the Mishnah is talking about Lotzi Dei Shamayim, would work out perfectly well too.
If I say Gezalti, I'm not being Bari. Why isn't Bari?
No. The question isn't Bari whether it was a Gezal. The question is Bari in terms of to whom you owe money. That's the question. Do I owe you money or don't I owe you money? Not have I sinned? We're not talking about kissing a ring here. We're talking about paying up money in court.
So it's two shemas because both of the reasons.
I'm not sure if I owe you money, and you're not sure that I owe you money. Yeah. Okay, now, you said, all right, so that means that now we know what the elements are over here. The nafkamina if boli yodo b'yisura, boli yodo b'ter. The nafkamina if the tainas are bori v'shema, or bori, or shema v'shema. There's a nafkamina if he's coming lotzis yidei shamayim, or he's coming to respond in court. There's a nafkamina if you hold like Rabbi Tarfan, or if you hold of Rabbi Akiva. There's a nafkamina about whether you were assumed to need to be responsible, or whether the indication of the depositors were that they're not demanding you to be more responsible than they are for themselves. All those issues need to be taken into consideration in order to make any sense out of our Mishnah and its ancillary cases. Now, you said before, getting back to that thing about are you responsible for making sure that you know who's who. I want to get back to that for a moment. You said that, according to Rava, that kol b'shtei krichot havei lelameida, that if you have two separate deposits, you cannot rely on your memory, and you need to mark it, according to Rishonim, or you should have been more careful to remember, and you weren't, according to others. Whatever the pshat is. But you're saying that, according to Rava, it's the Nifka's responsibility in such a case. I have a problem with that, because Amar Rava, some indeed say it was Rapapa, but I mean, Rava himself was quoted as saying that Akol Modim, B'Shnayim Shivkido Etzu Ro'eh, Sheminiach Ro'eh B'Neim Mistalei. If two people bring an animal to a Ro'eh that the Ro'eh does not have any Chiev other than leaving it for them to make the determination. Now over there, that was indeed one of the cases of the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfan. And Rava said, in the case where one left one Teleh and one left two Teleh and so on, so Rava said that where you have over there something where you've got a Machlokes, if they were Mafkid Eitzoroeh, the din is that he doesn't have to remember. And I thought you said that if it's separate times, that they do have to remember. Over there it's talking about people who have a standing agreement that their animals are going to be cared for by this roe. Whatever they bring, when he finds now in the paddock, that's what he's going to be taking care of today. So they didn't even bring it to Midaita. So over there, obviously, if they were Mafkid Shalom Midaita, so then it's not up to him to remember who did what. That means that they relied on their own ability to spot their own sheep, and then that other people were going to be honest enough not to be Tovea. The next case we had in the Mishnah, the final case, seems to be repetitive. Because you've already told me what the din is, Legabi the Machlokas, Rav Yosef the Chachomi, Amai, Sidra Amai, when it comes to money. And then you bring exactly the same case with a Kli. So Why do I need both cases? Says the Gemara Vitzri. Because Yash Minan Hakka Maita, if you're going to tell me only the case of cash, maybe the reason that the Rabbanan said that in that case, give everybody back the clear amount of cash that he is owed, which is the money, and just keep the rest of the cash, is because Bishop Deleka Pseda. I mean, nobody's going to lose. It's not like I'm being Gerim somebody and he lost. He'll get what he gets. But in this case, we're going to have to sell that plea. And we're going to have to cut it into two. I mean, the guy's screaming and yelling, what are you doing to my baby? And nonetheless, you're saying that we should still take the money out of the lesser kli and give him the value out of the greater kli and give him the value of the lesser kli. I mean, so maybe over there they wouldn't say such a thing. I mean, that's ridiculous. Just keep the whole thing until they can come to an agreement. What, we're going to ruin his thing in order to get him the minimal value? Maybe Rabbi Yossi would be right in that case.
Like Paseda means that the money
it means the opposite of Mahivsi Rama. It means no hefset for the other guy. It's a little confusing. So in this case, Abubaha Leka Pseda, or Abubaha Dik Pseda the Gadol, in the case. Yeah, I mean, well, he's certainly.
He's getting just what he wants.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps he is.
Keeping him from getting his thing, right?
So Abubaha Dik Pseda the Gadol, in this case, the larger Kli is going to be wrecked or sold. Ema Modelele Rabbi Yossi. And on the other hand, if we said the other case of the Kli, Itmar Baham, maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi said, don't sell or break the Kli. Instead, let the whole thing be Munach HaChiyavo Elio, because what are you going to do? Abu Bakr, Imam Adel Rabban. Maybe, indeed, if there is a simple way, I mean, it's all cash. You can give everybody back their cash. So then maybe it would be made to Rabban, and therefore we need both cases. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. We need both cases if Rabbi Yossi hadn't explained why. But Rabbi Yossi explained why. He told us his reasoning. His reasoning had nothing to do with breaking Kalim. His reasoning had to do with the Ma'ivsid Ramai. That reasoning is precisely the same if it's when it comes to money or it comes to Kalim. He's saying maybe he would agree with the Chachomim. Why in the world would he agree with the Chachomim when it's the exact same argument of Ma'ivsid Ramai? But time in Rabbi Yossi Mishum said Ramai. And he says so beferish. And you're coming up with a new reason that he himself didn't say. I mean, isn't that a little silly? Ah, you're right, says the Gemara. We can't indeed argue it from the point of view of Rabbi Yossi that it's Yitzchak. Let's go back and explain it al-Libet Rabbanan, because, I mean, clearly the issue is only to get them. If you don't take into consideration Ma'ivsid Ramai, then the only thing that you would take into consideration is the loss of the Kli Gadol, right? So then, what's your problem? So then just say that case. And I'll say, if you're ready, even in a case like this, to give everybody back what's coming to him, although it involves the loss of the Kli Gadol and its translation into value, Kol Shekei, when it starts off with value, you're going to say that. You're right. You're 100% right. Have you ever heard of Lozu Avzu? The Mishnah is presented first in the abstract sense of value. And by the way, you know what? Even where it would be Gerim, the loss of the Kli, we would have no choice but to say the same thing. Translate that Kli into value, or if it's a splittable Kli, actually split it. It's got two parts. So that must be the way that the Mishnah is set up. Tarvayel Rabbanan Yitzchak. Clearly you're right, Rabbi Yossi says his logic has nothing to do with what the issue is, because he was money Ma'ivsid Ramai. But according to Rabbanan, we would say both cases, and even though we could have skipped right to the last case, but it's presented as a Lozu Avzu Katani. This Ma'ivsid Ramai, the truth is that there's two different ways of stressing it. Ma'ivsid Ramai, and it's actually a steer in Tesis, Ma'ivsid Ramai could be that it's a knas, since there's a Ramai here, we're going to be kainasim. Or Ma'ivsid Ramai could be, we want there to be a settlement. And this is a modality of settlement, and there's a big nafkamina between them, because if it's a knas bi'alma, then if one of them dies, then we're not going to force the children to be tzevel a knas. So then the knas disappears. But if the issue is here, we want to force a settlement, so then in Ochinam, it'll be the same thing. In one place, Taisha says one thing, in another place, says another thing.
My problem with it is I feel that by doing nothing, the Ramai is benefited. So it's not Mafsid.
What do you mean? He doesn't get his own money.
Yeah, but
no,
you're not getting
yours. But why is that his tachlis? But he's ready to Tomas Avshin Plishtir. Remember, that's not, our chash is not that he's Tomas Avshin Plishtir.
Why can they apply a... If there's two people who claim I get 200, well, one of them obviously is a liar, because only one gets 200.
Yeah, but that's not our case.
No, but why? Well, that's my time, should he? Why should I take a shwur? Why can't they say, isn't it take a shwur that I gave 200? So the liar obviously won't take a shwur. If two people say, one guy of 100, one guy of 200.
There has to be a mechanism for sure.
You know, you've told us long ago, Mishmeti Shmuel, Choluk or Rabbi Yosi apri shona legabe the din of kefil and arba v'chamisha halacha kamoto there or in halacha kamoto amale indeed choluk or Rabbi Yosi apri shona and quite so halacha kamoto apri shona itmanami amar balaz choluk or Rabbi Yosi apri shona vealacha kamoto apri shona Rabbi Yochanan amar moda or Rabbi Yosi apri shona shikvar shilein. Oh really? Only because shilein mean lo shilein lo? I thought Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan shilein was shilein mamish alakimon shomar any mishalim. Afa pisho lo shilein. Okay. Fine tune that. Ema moda or Rabbi Yosi apri shona shikvar amar any mishalim, and therefore the guy was maknet to him at that time and so on.
Ze omer yafesheli, veze omer yafesheli. Noten ata katan leakad mihen. Mitoch hagadol noten tmei katan lasheni, vesha yemunachat shevo eliyo. Omar biosim kein maivsid ramay, elako yemunachat shevo eliyo. So alma mitzvekam avkidam amayna, velo yamrinu lukim ona becheskes mori, verami. Shrayim jivkidu etzel akad zemana, veze matayim, veze omer sheli, matayim, veze omer sheli, matayim. Noten le zemana, zemana vesha yemunachat shevo eliyo. Amalei, what in the world? Pikadona gezel karamita. Gezel the avad yisura katsura rabbana. Pikadon the lo avad yisura lo katsura rabbana. Vrami pikadona pikadon. Vrami gezel a gezel. Pikadona pikadon. Diktoni resha o aviv shalakad bekanif kidit slibana veni odezu. No ten le zeman o zeman. I will ask you from the very next cakes from inu. Shnayim shiv kido eitzel. And so on. Amar Rava, well, yes, because the resha is not sikim shiv. If Kirilo Bishnek Rikot, because I mean, he's supposed to remember who gave it to him, no? Davilin Amena? Mashenka in the Sefer is similar to Mishav Kirilo Bikrakakad. Dulavilin Amena. It's talking about a case, Tav Kirilo Tabai Vadi Adori Bikazin. The Omalavu, Antem Gufag Lo Kapitua Adari Ana Kapitina. Varomi Gezel Agezel. Ptani Harko Omal Shem Gezel Tilakad Mikam Monavini Odeze Mikam Oavich Lakad Mikam Kid the Monavini Odeze Notin Laz Monav Laz Monav Raminu Goza Lakam Mikamisha Vini Odea as a man Miami Goza Azel Meroti Gaza Vazel Meroti Gaza Mini Exel Stalek the Rabbi Tarsa Alma Misfeka Lomav Kinamamona Ramina Mona Bekas Kasmore. So we might have missed Dr. Rabbi Tarsa maybe the Tommy. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. No, the Tanya Allah that he made a Rabbi Tar from Hashem because Atil Chamikamana. Many of days, and become sure the Zemana, the Zemana. So there obviously, there's got to be a difference between the cases. How tam de katavi le Yaakov Babalat Seti de Shemaim de Kanani? The Tony showed them he piats about Shemamina. Omama. How tam de katavi le and halam atoin? Rabbi Yonah Marav says, Allah shall take. Rabbi Masa Marav, halat shoveach. I don't know you. So my dear Amal Tzoveach of a shtika would indeed be koda'ah. Man, the Amal should take shtika da'ach is not koda'ah because he could say, look, I mean, I told you, I don't know. So I just shtika the kochad v'chad. I mean, a deal ma'ayah. What am I supposed to say? Omer marmi niyach gizela b'nei mubista like what? Shakra kula v'azle. The Amal, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Omer rababa barzav dom rab kol sofik inuach v'chidu lo yito v'im nata lo yachzir. Omer Rav Yosef, it means not the azil for them to take. It means yaniach in a safe place. Amalei abayel rav niom Rabbi Akiva lo zo aderek motziato midei avirat shishalem zeh ala kol achad v'echad. Alma misfeikim avkinim amoyna v'lo amri nukim amoyna v'chaskes more. What do we do with lafal abayet alav alimo yorshe aben omrim aim meit harishona yorshe aim omrim aben meit rishon eil v'eil amodim shiach loku v'yomar Rabbi Akiva meida ani v'zeh שהנכסים בחזקתה. אומר לי, אתם שמע ושמע, גוזל אחד מחמיש אסבורי ושמע. So, but matnit in the hacha, amal Hashem gezalti l'chad v'chem bonu to shema v'shema, and then the list k'tani, no ten l'zeman of l'zeman. So, I what's to say that it's Rabbi Akiva also, and it's Bitzad Adin. K'tani ala da'i mori Rabbi Tafer, b'am l'shlam, gezalti l'chad v'chem bonu, yodeh ezim v'chem. So, l'man modeh, obviously, l'ablu Rabbi Akiva bar plukte. U'mimai de shema v'shema hu. Well, first of all, it doesn't say in our Mishnah anybody's tovi no tov. Furthermore, Rabbi Chiya in the Brayta says the case with the words Zel Mereni Yodeh V'Zel Mereni. Okay, but Okim Lababal it said to take Shemayin. It works out a little bit of Rabbi Akiva also. Omer Revil Ravash. Mi Omer Rav Kol B'Shtei Krichot Havilei Lameda. Omer Rav Item Rav Papa Kol Modim B'Shnayim Shifkidu Etzuro Eh Sheminiach Rav B'Neim U'Mistalei. אמר לי, אתם כשפקידו בין ראש הראש לא מדעתו. וכן שני כלים, אחד יופי מונה ואחד יופי אלף זוז וצריך. די אשמי לכך כמייטה בעיקם רבנו משום דולה כפסדה, אבל בעודי כפסדה לגודו, maybe they'd be made of Rabbi Yossi. ואית מה בא, maybe בא כמה Rabbi Yossi, אבל בא נכן למודי לרבנו, צריך. No, but the time of Rabbi Yossi, משום אפסד רמי, who cares whether it's a clean moment. You're right. Elatar Vailu Rabbanan Itzricha. And the Mishnah is a Lozu Avzu Katani.